It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. Yay for Dr. Werpman. Dr. Werpman is the co-author of Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Save me, Dr. Werpman. Save me.
What you need, Marshall?
Is a baked potato.
I need Florida.
A nice bagel with a toasted bagel with maybe a little bit of cream cheese and a cup of coffee and go back to bed, right?
That would have been a good idea about 5 hours ago.
Yeah, the problem is that once you are, we have had a couple of examples of the cascade, and once the cascade of unanticipated but just really annoying things begins, it's really hard to stop.
Well, you know, it is, and then you realize, you know, as I said, you shouldn't sweat the small stuff.
Exactly. No, but I had on Tuesday we were supposed to go down to the city as we often do, and the dog was throwing up, and then got that stopped, and then someone fell and needed stitches, and and then the kid had a fever. You know, all different, and this is just. In the way to getting out the door, as each avenue shut itself down, it was, you know, you have to also know when to fold them.
Yes, sir, just call it a day. Yeah. Tomorrow will be a better day. But I have to say, you know, just to segue into just briefly what I want to talk about, you know, sometimes bad news and bad luck and bad mood and what have you really can bring about a good result. And that's what happened to a friend of mine whose story was written up a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times Sunday magazine section, in a column called Diagnosis by, a physician called Lisa Sanders. And the reason this happens to be, you know, a story that I just want to talk about is because I know the person who was written about. I mean, she's anonymous and I won't mention her name. But, here, she's somebody who, was, a totally happy, extroverted, life is wonderful, even though she had a lot of tragedies in her life, she managed to pick herself up and go on. Therapist, a PhD psychologist, who for no reason at all found herself severely depressed. Her longtime partner became an irritant to her. She didn't take any pleasure in her large number of friends. She could barely get out of the house in the morning to go off to her practice, but she had to because that was her source of income and her patients relied on her. And she went to see two different therapists who gave her all sorts of antidepressants and other drugs to bring her out of her depression, which simply got worse and worse and worse. She lost weight. She aged literally, you know, before our eyes, about 20 years. Finally, her adult daughter, who came to visit her after not seeing her for a couple of months, was so shocked at her mom's appearance that she insisted that her mother go see her general practitioner, her internist, who had known this woman, my friend, for many years. And the woman was so worried at her appearance, just, you know, that she didn't just say, well, it's your depression that's causing this, made her go for a series of tests, and lo and behold, she had ovarian cancer. Not at the beginning of ovarian cancer either. It was already somewhat progressed. Okay, that was the bad news. You know, like what you were saying, but really bad news. But the good news was that it was caught in time, and after surgery and chemotherapy, she is now cancer-free. And she's depression-free. Well, okay, why was this written up in the New York Times? It was written up because unknown to a lot of people, including obviously many psychiatrists, if you have something going on in your body that might cause some kind of inflammatory response, cancer is one of them, multiple sclerosis is something else, along with this disease process, you have something made by your body called cytokines, C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E-S. The cytokines are sort of a group of chemicals that seem to be made when there is something wrong going on in your body, like psoriasis or multiple sclerosis or, you know, maybe fibromyalgia and cancer. And some of these cytokines are good, and they really sort of help decrease the inflammation, and some of them are really bad. And the bad ones seem to, but nobody really knows how, affect the brain in such a way as to maybe change neurotransmitters like serotonin and cause depression, although no one knows exactly how they cause depressions. And sometimes they are the red flag, the early warning signal, Jill, that you may have something wrong in your body before there's any other diagnosis, before there's any other indication that something is happening. And that's what happened with her. She had this really silent cancer, and ovarian cancer can be, unfortunately, a really silent cancer, and that's why so many women die of it, because there just are no signs until it's too late. But when it happens for no reason, and this is why it's such an important, why this was written up, and it was such an important message to get out. When people suddenly feel depressed for absolutely no reason, you can say, well, okay, it happens. You know, maybe your neurotransmitters went haywire, and maybe there is a neurochemical reason why you're depressed. But if you really find that you are depressed and nothing is helping you, that your psychiatrist should say, go and have your whole physical well-being checked out. You know, have the tests, have your physician see what's happening. This woman had night sweats. She had really a very scary weight loss, which could have been because of the depression, but it really was because of the cancer. And had she not gone to her internist, had her daughter not insisted upon it, she probably would be dead by now.
Yeah, and the only thing that I am, and this is the animal observer in me, you know, who, you know, every day you have to look and see that everyone's got bright eyes and bushy tails.
Right.
I worry a little bit that it went on for, how long did it go on for?
For about 9 months.
So to me, somewhere in month two, I would just have hoped, especially when the weight loss started. I have a friend who's no longer with us, or I had a friend who is no longer with us, who was so excited by her weight loss, which, P.S.
Oh, but this woman was thin to begin with.
Was this woman, okay?
Oh.
It's because we, you know, there's a certain condition. That, I'm not talking about total anorexia. You know, there's a certain, given that, the point is that her weight had dropped significantly past where it should have. And, she was just thrilled to bits. But before she found out what it was, I guess what I'm trying to say really diplomatically isn't there a point at which friends, family members, people themselves should go, you know, this just isn't right?
You're right. Absolutely. But she lived by herself. She was a widow. She said she had a partner who probably should have done something. And the thing is that her doc, she kept saying to her psychiatrist, I know there's something wrong with me. I don't feel well, right. And they said, well, you know, depression can cause all sorts of physical changes. I mean, people who are depressed stopped eating also. And the other thing was that when you are depressed, you have such inertia, such apathy, such fatigue, that to push for intervention, to, you know, to make the phone calls, to make the appointments, to say, to fight back and say, come on, take care of me. It's like being in terrible pain. You can't do it.
Okay. Thank you.
So I think we just if you have something that's wrong with your mood, make sure that it's not something wrong with your body, too, is a very important message to get across.
Quite right. Thank you very much, Dr.
Okay,
Judy.
Very good. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Food for mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy Workman here on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday morning right around 20 minutes after 8 o'clock and also online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Judy Workman and Food for Mood.